So last time that we met, everybody hear me? It's a little bit of an echo here, no?
We're close enough.
Okay. So right before Yontif, I took a topic on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph in the end of the sugya, and we spoke about Yom Tov a little bit, Mitoch, and I tried to discuss Bir Chametz in that context and a general idea of Mitoch. So we've been doing a little bit of Korei Lamafreya, you know, back and forth. But I wanted to get back, the week before that, we had done one of the Shabbos topics here. So I want to, speak a little more about the Shabbos issues, and then maybe next week we'll jump to back to Dav Zayin and start talking more about Nisuin again. But, because we've done most of the big topics in between. But for today, and maybe at least the beginning of next week, I want to finish up, since there are some very important Shabbos principles here, so I just want to go back and discuss a little bit more. So, again, the Gemara here, just to recap, on Hey Omid Beis, wonders whether or not the physical relationship of husband and wife can be initiated on Shabbos, or whether or not that doesn't perhaps violate one of the malachos. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, the Gemara sets it up in a very, an incredibly intricate, systematic way. If you want to know how to set up a shiloh when you can anticipate, all the variables, this is just a great Gemara for that. So the Gemara basically sets out what the issues are going to be, one by one. Iboilu, ma'u livo b'tchila, this is on Hamad Beis, b'Shabbos. The first question is the descriptive question, and that is, how do we look at dam besulin? Is it dam mifkad pakid or chibure mechbar? Do we see the dam besulin as regular dam, part of the regular circulatory system, I guess, in which case we would treat the extraction of this dam like we would treat any other dam, and then we'd be discussing one kind of a problem, the problem of chovel, the Shabbos, or Chavallah, or is it dam mifkad pakid? In other words, is dam besulim something that's just waiting to be removed, basically, and therefore not considered to be regular dam? And therefore, the problem isn't chavallah, but possibly the problem of opening up the channel of letting this out, and that is bonim. So basically, the Gemara is asking a quasi, halachic, quasi-physiological question, meaning assessing the role of dam besulim, and that has an important halachic consequence. What malacha is on the agenda here? Is it chovel or is it bone? And that's going to have important nafkamina, because when we now come to assess adav shen miskavein, lach shen tzricha legufa, right, what's he interested in, it matters what the malacha is, right, whether those two coincide. It's also going to be important, as we're going to see later on, because chovel is part of a very small team, part of a small club, chovel amavir, and it has special dinim. A makalkel b'chovel amavir, if you do melechas, if you do an act that is destructive, normally you're potter in Hol Shabbos, potter v'lasor, but it's potter because melechas machsheves osra Torah. But in chovel amavir, right, Rabbi Shimon at least paskins that chovel amavir b'mekalkel is chay. So knowing whether we're dealing with boneh or whether we're dealing with chovel isn't just a matter of curiosity. There are two different sets of nafkamina. One is assessing the kavanos, which we'll get to in just a second, and the other one is the legal status of mekalkel when it comes to this particular action. And the Gemara is going to lay out both. Okay. Then the Gemara says, let's take it one by one. Right? Imtim Salom or Dam Mifkad Pakid, let's assume for the moment that Dam Besulim is different, and that the issue is Bona. So then the question is, Ladam Hutzarech Veshari, that's what I meant by before, right? If he's interested in the blood, but the Malacha is not Chovel, but Bona, so then that's going to be Davar Sheni Miskavei. Right, if he was interested in the blood and the malacha was chovel, then that would be a davar hamiskave. Okay, so now we're saying maybe it's boneh, and if it's boneh and he's not interested, and maybe he's not interested in the blood, then it's ena miskave. Odil ma'al pesach utzarech, or maybe he's interested in opening up this channel, in which case he has kavana from malaches bone. Okay, im tim salomar ladam hu tzarich hu pesach mimela kasi. If we decide that upon reflection that his interest here is not in terms of the pesach that just happens mimela, but in terms of the hotzas adam, so then now there's a halachic question. Even if it's a davar shenu miskaven, how do we paskin in davar shenu miskaven? Davar shenu miskaven, like Rab Shimon, is mutter. Halachic Rab Shimon, davar shenu miskaven, mutter. Halachic Rab Yehuda, davar shenu miskaven, aser. Or is the halacha in accordance with the view of Rab Yehuda, who says davar shenu miskaven is aser? Now, notice the language here, aser. We'll get back to it. In some contexts, especially in Kol Torah Kula, when we speak about davar shenu miskaven of Rabbi Yehuda, we usually speak about it being not just asur, but in some cases chayiv. Right? Asur has a drabanan connotation, chayiv has a daraisa connotation. Certainly, in Kol Torah Kula, in kelayim, in things of that sort, where there's a debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that davar shenu miskaven is a violation daraisa. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's trickier. The Rashi Soser himself in different places. The Balei Tosfos in Yuma and in Parakira and Shabbos argue that even though davar shenu miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is chayiv in Kol Torah Kula, in Hilchos Shabbos it's potter aval aser. The reason being that it's knocked down one level, once again, because of the higher demand in Hilchos Shabbos of meleches machsheves aser Torah. But still, it's a bit of a chiddush because, as Reb Chaim, you know, points out in a totally different context, even though he buys this idea. But the point is that since davar shenu miskaven is a din in Kol Torah Kula, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so you might say that it's immune to the factor of melech machsheves aser Torah too. Okay. Anyways, it's a debate among the Rishonim whether davar shenu miskaven for Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos is only drabanan, aser midrabanan, or even chayiv minator. Anyways, the next level of the Gemara is im tim salomar halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you decide the halach is according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we're dealing with a davar shenu miskaven, but davar shenu miskaven is prohibited. Mekalkel hu etzal pesach or metakin etzal pesach. Another assessment vis-a-vis the bone, the pesach, is this considered to be something constructive or destructive? Mekalkel or metakin? Because Rabbi Yehuda, even though he thinks a davar shenu miskaven is asur, agrees that mekalkel is patur. So there are numerous contingencies, all of which are spelled out by the Gemara, which will determine whether or not the maisa bia betchila b'shabes, if you assume dam mifkad paki, that we're talking about meleches bone, there are several things to think about. What is he interested in? How do we paskin in davar shenu miskaven? And is it mekalkel? And if it is mekalkel, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to be pot. That's one side of the equation. Yeah.
According to this, what is the mekalkel over here?
The asiyas haPesach isn't something.
It's only done through kilkel, basically, is what he's saying.
Well, Rashi says that.
Not done through kilkel, but it is a kilkel. It's, you know, because she's probably valued more in some level as a basula. Yeah. And therefore, opening up this channel is a, on the other hand, it has some constructive benefit too, because in the context of her being married, just for the same reason the Balei Tosfos say that it's, you know, perhaps not a melacha shenu tzricha legufa, because, you know, this is a necessary step. So it's an interesting question. Ikadamri, so this is all according to one side of the equation, namely, if the answer to the first question, right, is mifkad pakid, this is the analysis that we need to pursue. If the answer to the first question is chibure mechbar, then we have to ask and raise different questions. For example, ikad amri imtim salom adam chibure mechbar ladam utzarech va'asur. So here, if you notice, if we're interested in bone and he's interested in the dam, that's a reason to be potter. But if we're talking about chovel and he's interested in the dam, then that's a reason to be asur, right? He's not interested in removing the blood. He's interested in the physical pleasure part of this. And as far as that is concerned, that is davar shenu In other words, the chavala part is davar shena miskat. The extraction of the blood is a davar shena miskat. V'im tivtza lomar la'anos atzmo hu tzarech v'dam bimela ka'asi, assuming that it's a davar shena miskaven. The next question is parallel to the previous analysis, halacha k'rab Yudah, halacha k'rab Shimon. Who do we paskin like in davar shena miskat? V'im tivtza lomar halacha k'rab Yudah, the kalkal b'chabura, metakin b'chabura, who, just like we asked, mekalkal or metakin who eats a la Pesach, now we're asking, is the mekalkal or metakin legabe the chabura? Except that now, since we're talking about chovel, there's one additional question, one additional avenue to pursue, and that is, imtim salomar mekalkal b'chabura hu, so normally, right, if that was bona, that would be the end of the story, meaning it would be mutar. But here, there's a complication, and that is b'mekalkel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. There's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in the opposite direction regarding mekalkel b'chabura. What I mean by the opposite direction is that normally Rabbi Shimon is a mekal, right? When it comes to Einim Eskavim, when it comes to Einim Tzricha L'Gufa, right? Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir. But in one issue, I'm not saying it's the only issue, but in this particular issue, it goes the other way. Namely, Rabbi Shimon is mechadesh that mekalkel b'chovel u'bemavir is chayiv. It's an exception to the p'tur kilkel. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, no exception. Even in mekalkel, even in chovel u'mavir, mekalkel is only, is patur, it's only aser medraban. So now the Gemara wants to know, since we're dealing, if we're dealing with Kovel, even if you decide that it's Mekalkel, how do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon regarding that issue, Mekalkel? That's how do we paskin like them in Davar Sheni Miskaven? That's one question. How do we paskin like them in Mekalkel is a totally separate question. You don't have to be an all Rabbi Yehuda person or an all Rabbi Shimon person. It's conceivable to paskin like them, like one and not the other, in one and not both of these issues. Okay, that's the Gemara's discussion. And the Gemara concludes, that they Rav Amri Rav Shari, Ushmul Amar, Ushmul Asar rather, Ben Hardai Amri Rav Asar Ushmul Shari. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Simanech, if you want to remember it, Elu Makilun Yatzman, the Elu Ichishiva said that his champion was the Mekel, the Elu Makilun Yatzman. Is that such a coincidence or is there something more to it? I don't know, but that's what it is. Then the Gemara says, the Rav Shari, Rav was Matir. So the Gemara originally thought what that meant was, I mean, Rav holds that Davar Shein Miskavein is Mutter. But Amar Rav Shim Bar Chizkem Ishmei de Rav, we have another statement of Rav. Hai Mesuchraya Din Ezaisa, Oser Laduka Biyomatava. If you have a, the way Rashi understands it, the way most of Sharm understand it, you have like a cloth of some sort, and you want to use the cloth to fasten, to tighten, or to stop up a barrel. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. The question is, why? Right? It's a davar shena miskaven. The problem is possibly schita, or dosh, whatever it is. So let's assume for the moment schita, possibly libun. But it's either way, he's not interested in either of those things. He's really just interested in closing the barrel. So why is it osel aduke? Apparently because davar shena miskaven is osur. And this is a statement of Rav. And yet Rav said before that davar shena miskaven, he seems to allow the maisa bia b'shabbos, implying that davar shena miskaven is mutter. So the Gemara says, no. Bahu afilu Rab Shimon Moda. That's not subject to the debate between Rab Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Baiva Rabba Damitravayu Mod Rab Shimon Bipsikresha Vilo Yamus. Everybody agrees that even though there's a debate about Davar Shena Miskaven, whether it's permissible or not, but when it's a psikresha, namely it's inevitable, you do A, then it's always going to cause B, then you cannot say that B is a Davar Shena Miskaven. So in the case of the Mesuchraya, the Nezaisa, when he uses this cloth or whatever to stop up the barrel, whatever malacha we're talking about is going to happen, inevitably. So it's not just the Davar Shena Miskaven, it's a Psikresha. And since it's a Psikresha, Rav says it's Aser. But if we were speaking about a Davar Shena Miskaven, which is not a Psikresha, then Rav would agree that it is mutar. Okay, that is the that's the Shakla Vitarya of the Gemara until here, until Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, and we did part of Zayin Amud Aleph, and maybe we'll try to close the gap a little bit. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago when we discussed this, we talked about the Malacha of Chovel. We talked about Rashi in Shabbos, 2 days, whether it's Tzaveya or whether it's Nitilas Hashama, and the Rambam Shita, I believe that it's that Chovel and Cholev are both Schita, and Rabbi Avraham and Rambam. Well, we discussed all those issues. Okay. Now, what I'd like to do is discuss a couple of the other Bali Tosis that come up here a lot. So the first one is this. In its Shakla Vitarya, as I say, this is like an anatomy of a psak, right? In the sense that you have this Gemara, which basically says, we're going to lay out all the variables, and, in a kind of in an a priori way, yeah.
I haven't thought this through, and I presume you have, but if you...
Wow, what an introduction.
No, but either option,
yeah.
If it comes out that we hold like Rav Shimon,
yeah.
Then it would mutter either way. Is that
no.
Correct?
Well, what do you mean? You mean Dom Shem Iskavein?
Dom Shem Iskavein. Well, whether it's Dom Ifkut Pakid or Dom...
Or Chibur Mechbar.
Right, we both come down to ultimately the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon.
Well, I mean, I'm not according to all variables, because it depends whether he is or isn't miskaven. If you assume in both cases that he's not miskaven to the malacha, which in the case of Boneh means that he's not miskaven to the Pesach, but is miskaven to the Dam, or in the case of Chavala means that he's miskaven l'hanos atzmo, but not l'dam,
yeah.
Right? So then it depends on Dover Shein miskaven.
Since we paskin according to Rav Shimon.
And we who paskin like Rav Shimon would then be, it would say
so it wouldn't make a difference.
But what I'm saying, that's true. If you assume that it's a case, that both of them are cases of Eino Miskav.
Okay.
Right. That isn't so clear either. Yeah. Okay. And then again, if it's Chiburei Mechbar, you have another issue, and that is that even for a Behuda, you might be able to say Mekalkel, if it is Mekalkel. Right? Okay, so
you can't get out easy.
Right. So basically, in the Shakla Vitarya, the Gemara at one point, the Gemara says about Rabbi Yehuda that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, let's take what you kind of just continue with your question. The Gemara says that it may very well depend how we paskin Dov Shein Miskavein. Assuming it's a Dov Shein Miskavein, so it depends how you paskin Dov Shein Miskavein mutter or aser. Right. Then the Gemara says, well, not necessarily, because even if you hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dov Shein Miskaven is Asur, maybe it's Mekalkel, and if it's Mekalkel, then Mekalkel is Potter, right? Oh. So the Bali Tosis were bothered by a question. After all, what is the Gemara discussing here? Chai Dechatos? No. Isur and Heter. They want to know whether it's permissible. Right, if you get married close to this date, is it permissible to have the first, intimate, relationship on Shabbos? Correct. So to say that it's not, all you need to say is that it's also midrabanan. Right. So the question is, what does the Gemara say here in its anatomy of the psak? If you hold that it's a dover shenu miskaven, and you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dover Shein Miskaven is Asur, but you still hold that Mekalkel, that this is Mekalkel, so then it's not a problem, then it's Mutter. That's not true, is it? Because Dover Shein Miskaven is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Chayiv, and Mekalkel is Potter of Asur. And we don't need a Chatos here. We just need to be able to. We need to tell this chassan, asur. And so if it's drabanan, that isn't enough to say asur. Of course it is, right? That's Tosis's question. That's the. How does this gemara read? The gemara says, if you have Rabbi Yehuda, and then you have Mekalkel, it's fine. Mekalkel is potur, but it's asur. Ah, so this is essentially what Tosis is addressing. Look at Tosis Tivermaschel Imtim Salomar Halacha Krab Yehuda Mekalkal Eitzel Pasuk Vashari. Everybody have that? Pirush Rab Yehuda Islay De Mekalkal Bechabura Pater. Right? He holds that Mekalkal, even in Chovel, is Pater. Hafagav, the Pater of Al-Asur. So what if it's Pater, but it's still Asur? Right? We take the Rabbanans very seriously. Just because something's not Minat Torah doesn't mean it isn't Asur. Miu hachamuta lechatchila mishum deikatarti, because there are two things: mekalka b'chabura, v'davar sheinu miskaven. Okay, the combination of davar sheinu miskaven and mekalkel, poof, patur. Then Tosis goes on and asks. Tosis says that isn't so simple because we have other combinations of mekalkel and einu miskaven, and they're not mutter, or seemingly kasha the begreira. Right, Gor Adam Kisev and the Safsal Mita. Right, the guy's dragging a heavy load. Right, it's not a Psik Reisha, but he wants to get it from point A to point B. He doesn't care about, you know, whether it makes
a ditch
or not. Doesn't care about it, and it's not a Psik Reisha, so it's Einu Miskaven. Right, so he's doing that. And that depends on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But in Greira, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Asur. Afagav diikatarti. Einu miskave, einu mekalka nami hada. Kerevin mishili perkam v'dechagiga. Demuke hach dechof v'guma in tzarecha lafar v'patur. Afidu krabi yudu mechai b'lakshan etzricha l'gufa. B'tama mishum mekalkal hada. If making a ditch, you know, for no reason is mekalkal, so you have a combination of davar sheinu miskave and mekalkal, Rabbi Yehuda still said it's Asur. Perek Yom Tov, Asr Rab Yehuda Kirud, Afagav De'en Miskaven U'Mekalkel. Ishlomar, Tosa says, Dehacha Shari Tvei, Shishim De'ikanami Mitzvah. The first answer, Tosa says, there are three factors here. Right? There's Dovr Shein Miskaven, there's Mekalkel, and there's Mitzvah. Okay. That's interesting that's considered, well, we don't. It's called Bilas Mitzvah, but okay. Ad Kedekah. Inami, the second answer is more intriguing. Shalom b'makom mitzvah nami, hechadika tarti shari, v'gabe charitz, yesh lahamid, kagon shenu mekalka legamri, elimitakein k'tzas, demashvi gumos, mitzad echad, v'gabe kirud nami, b'meshe motzi dam, meka lebehema k'tzas, kamo dam akoza. So that's so interesting. The first answer of Tosis basically says, in Hachana, right, you don't go from davar sheinu miskaven to zero through Mekalkel. But if you have davar sheinu miskaven, Mekalkel, and Mitzvah, then you go to zero. Okay, even that's not so easy, although I'll explain in just 1 second. Inami, what's the second answer? Inokanami, if you have Mekalkel and davar sheinu miskaven, Mutter. Either those other cases, they're not really Mekalkel. But the question is why? According to Rabbi Yehuda, davar sheinu miskaven is prohibited. How do you go, even with mitzvah, how do you get there? Oh. So if you hold, like I mentioned before, that the Bali Tosis, not here, here they don't say a word, but Tosis in Kira, Mem Gimel, and Tosis in Yuma, Lama Dalid, very long, big, famous Tosis. So in both of those places, Tosis says, and Rashi says that Kufkaf or Kufkaf Aleph in Shabbos, but Rabbi Yehuda, even though he says in Kol Torah Kula, Davar Sheinu Miskaven, let's say you want to be a walking, or not a walking, standing, mannequin. Right? You want to display Kelayim clothes. So they dress you up in Kelayim clothes. Right? Sounds nice even. It's a good, nice alliteration, Kelayim clothes. And like for the annual Young Israel of Jamaica State's, clothing bazaar or whatever it is. Do we have that already, or we're coming to it?
No, it's not yet.
What?
We're past that. We're doing the same.
Okay. Oh, we have to do it. I look forward every year. It keeps me going. Anyways, so somebody's going to display the clothes. That's one of the debates in the Gemara about Davar Sheinu Miskaven. But that's Chayiv. But what about in Shabbos? Right? Gorer Adam Mita, Vesafsal Vekise. So Tosa says, Shabbos, it's one lower because of Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah. Ah, okay. If the Darv Shein Miskaven of Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos is only a Drabanan, and it's also Mekalkel, so it's trade Drabanan. So then it's interesting, then the 2 days in Tosis would be interesting anyway. Do you always say trade Drabanan is Mutter? Very, very controversial. Right? Or maybe you need three. Or maybe it depends what the two are. Right? Okay. The Pnei Yeshua says this. He says the Pshat and Tosis must be that Tosis here is assuming what they write elsewhere. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nuchal Shabbos, Tov Shein Miskaven is only Drabanan. And since it's only Drabanan, so plus Mekalkel, or plus Mekalkel Mitzvah, Mutter. The Mishnah Lamelech, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Hey, whenever it is that the Rambam speaks about, the Rambam Paskins Tov Shein Miskaven is Mutter. Even though you know that the Rambam paskens at Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayiv. That's if you dig a pit and you're not interested in the pit but only in the dirt, that's called Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. According to the that's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as well in Hilchos Shabbos. All the Rishonim pasken like Rabbi Shimon that is potter of lasser. We'll get to that soon anyway. With the exception of the Rambam who paskens like Rabbi Yehuda that you're chayiv. Okay. Anyways, when the Rambam paskens at Dovr Shein Miskaven is mutter, so the Mishnah Melech has a big piece where he raises the following question. He says the din of Dovr Shein Miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is asur, is that true only in Doraisas or even in Drabanans? Did Rabbi Yehuda say his halacha that Dovr Shein? Let's say it this way: that Dovr Shein Miskaven harehu kimiskaven. Or that there's no difference between Eina Miskaven and Miskaven. Is that a halacha only in Dine Doraisa? Or even in Dine Drabana? That's a safek of the Mishnah Melech. He goes on to suggest that it's really a machlokas between Rashi and Tosis and Yuma. Then he points out, Kedarko, that it's more complicated than that in terms of the evidence. And he says, oh, you know what? Maybe it matters which Drabanan. Whether we're talking about Mekalkel, or Melacha Shenitzichim Gufa, or a Melacha Drabanan, or a Shvus, or a Mukta, or a Kalach Hayad, or Pachas Mikashir, maybe it's not a uniform across the board, because the Drabanans aren't just Drabanans. Some Drabanans are Kein Doraisa, and they're a Melacha Drabanan, and others are just like Shvusim, in other words, just Yisurei Gavra. So what you might say is that if you plug in the Mishnah Melech, which you might say is really Dovr Shein Miskaven, even in Hilchos Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Chayiv, like Kalayim in Kol HaTorah Kula. But if the Mishnah Melech is correct, that there's an interesting discussion whether or not Rabbi Yehuda's Chumrah applies to Drabanans, or at least to certain Drabanans, then what you might say is, you know what? Mekalkel, it's not a din that Dovr Shein Miskaven doesn't apply to Mekalkel. The real din is that Mekalkel, which is Potter Aval Asur, is only Asur b'Miskaven, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that would be a second approach. However, there's a third approach, and that might be the Pshat and Tosis. It's certainly the Pshat and the Rajba Alatar. The Rajba Alatar says, what do you think? That, I'm dramatizing a little more, but that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Davar She'enu Miskaven is Asur because Davar She'enu Miskaven is Kemiskaven. That isn't exactly true. Davar She'enu Miskaven is Asur even though it isn't exactly Kemiskaven. In other words, this raises a very interesting question. Whenever we find, you could ask the question also about Mekalkel and Chov L'Mavir according to Rabbi Shimon, although you don't have to give the same answer. We say that according to Rabbi Shimon, Mekalkel, Chov L'Mavir, right, is Chayiv. Does that mean that Mekalkel is Kemitakein? Or does it mean that even though Mekalkel is not quite Kemitakein, in Chov L'Mavir it's still Chayiv? Similarly, right, when we say that Dovr Shein Miskaven according to Rabbi Yehuda is Asur, or even Chayiv, let's say in Kol Torah Kula in Kalayim, it's Chayiv. Do we mean to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't care about Kavana at all? Eina miskaven is kemiskaven? Or do we mean to say that the maisa is enough to be mechayev you, even though we acknowledge that that kavana matters, and the absence of kavana matters? It just doesn't matter enough to push you below the threshold of being chayev. Ah, but if that's the case, then you might ask, and what if there are other conditions that are also not optimal? If eino miskaven is kim miskaven, mean it doesn't matter at all, then you should always be able, you should be able to do what I always call, you know, midrab Yehuda nishmal Rab Shimon, midrab Shimon nishmal Rab Yehuda, you know. You should be able to say, you know what, Rab Yehuda's eino miskaven is like the Chachamim's miskaven. But if the idea is, even Rab Yehuda knows that eino miskaven matters, it's just not enough to absolve you. But if it's mekalkel and it's eino miskaven, where's the foundation for this? There's not enough to be mechayev you. And that seems to be the pshat in the Rashba. That's a very important idea in general, whether eino miskaven, and similar question as say by mekalkel in Chov Lamavir, similar question for Rabbi Yehuda about Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa. We say Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa for Rabbi Yehuda is chayiv. Does that mean that doesn't matter at all? That Ein Tzricha Legufa doesn't register at all for Rabbi Yehuda? That in itself is absolutely not so clear. Okay, so that's one very interesting discussion. Yeah.
Any relationship between this discussion and whether Mrs. Tzricha is Kabbana or not?
Well, I think it's a very interesting parallel. I don't think, again, that's Hob HaTalia, but it's a similar kind of a question. When we say mitzvos einon tzrichas kavana, right, do we mean that we just don't care about kavana when it comes to mitzvos? We only care about the pu'ula? Or does it mean that even though we do care, you know, you've still done enough to be mekayim the mitzvah? The Ramban, for example, in numerous places, says that even though mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana l'chatchila, it's a kiyum mitzvah on a higher level b'miskaven. And for example, that could be the pshat in the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah wants to know whether there's an equation between mitzvos tzrichos kavana l'gabi kiyum mitzvah and kavana as a requirement for baltosif. That's, can you be violation of baltosif, beli kavana? Does that depend on mitzvah strichas or ain't strichas kavana? The Gemara's havamina was that there's a link. The Gemara's maskana is no. Even if you hold mitzvah ain't strichas kavana, maybe you need kavana in order to violate in baltosif. So what I would say, based on my analysis, and as I totally agree with your connection, is it's a very parallel issue. Because the more you think that mitzvah ein tzrichos kavana means that the kavana just doesn't matter at all, it's not consequential, so then there shouldn't be a lechatchila, it shouldn't have impact on things like baltosif. But if you think that it's consequential, but it's still sufficient without it, then at some point, you know, there can still be nafkamina. So I don't think it has to be connected, but I think it is parallel, and I think that there are echoes of it in that topic as well. Okay. Let's do the next Tosas. Then Tosas says, Im tamsom alacha k'Rabbi Yehuda mekalkel b'chaburahu or not. Right? Okay. So Tosas here, also very interesting Tosas. Tosas says, Mashmad I alacha k'Rabbi Shimon, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, Shari, afilu mitakein, kiven dein miskavein. According to Rav Shimon, who holds Davshen and Miskavin is mutter, it sounds like there should be no problem, even in Chovel Amavir. And as if you have a case of Chovel, but it's Ein Miskavin, according to Rav Shimon, it should be mutter. So Tosa says, V'kasha, the Bishili, Perek, Safek, Acha. This is the bottom Tosa on the page. Everybody have it? Quotes the Gemara in Krisus. Omar, L'Rav Shimon, Hola, Mekalko, B'chabur, Achayiv, Misasek, Nami, Achayiv. Says Tosus, "Umayshna ein miskavin poter abshim b'chabura tvei mi misasek." Okay, what is this? Let me give you the background. The Gemara, we know again, one more time, there's a debate on Kuv Vav in Shabbos between Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. Whether Mekalkel, Bechov Elamavir, is Chayv or Potter. Think of it. The Gemara talks about Bris Mila and Havaras Bas Kohen. Right? The Gemara wants to know, you know, why do you need Exeris HaKosov to teach you that you can do a Bris Mila on Shabbos? Like, what would be the problem? It's Mekalkel, isn't it? Oh, the answer is because Mekalkel, Bechovel, is Chayiv. Or, the Gemara isn't sure, is Bris Mila a Kilkel or a Tikkun? Right? An interesting halachic and hashkafic question. Right? You know, everybody knows the famous discussion, Rabbi Akiva and Tornus Rappus. And then essentially, it's kind of the discussion between the Chinuch and the Rambam. And others, Maral, has his own nofech. You know, Tornus Rappus said to Rabbi Akiva, you know, if Bris Mila is such a good thing, so why did the Rabbanu Shlolam create man with an orla? Right? And, you know, he asked many such type questions. You know, Rabbi Akiva's, you know, perennial, you know, answer is that the Rabbanu Shlolam wanted us, you know, to be partners with him, you know, in this project. But this is a very fascinating question, an issue, really, that Tortoise Rappus Rabbi Akiva exchanged. Meaning, are we inflicting kilkul on ourselves in the context of a bris mila, or is that a tikkun? In a way, the or at least philosophically, that I mean the Rambam says basically that it's symbolic of, you know, of discipline and reining in one's passions, which is, you know, something that ennobles, you know, mankind. The Sefer HaChinuch sees it in the other ways, but again, in a parallel kind of fact, man was created imperfect so that he, you know, would take a hand in his own self-perfection. Well, these are very basic, you know, machloksim in halacha and in hashkafa, basically. So the Me'iri, actually, in Shabbos, on Kuvav Min Aleph, in the sugya of Mekalka B'chov L'mavir, the Me'iri says, oh, what's really going on here is they're really arguing about the nature of Bris Mila, whether it's a self-inflicted kilkul with a purpose, not for the sake of
mutilation.
Not self-mutilation, chas v'shalom, but for the purpose, but symbolically, you know, reining in and kind of sacrificing, you know, an aspect of humanity, you know, for a greater good, or on the contrary, it's striving to a greater perfection. Right? Miri says that, so the Machloka says, in the Gemara. But anyways,
it's a Maisa, clearly a Maisa Kilko. The question is, what's the goal?
Oh, maybe it isn't even a Maisa. Oh, okay. Well, as a Cheftza, yeah. is removal of Arl, is a person created perfect, and he, you know, Mila is a... I think in the army, don't they, isn't that true? Like in the army, they take off from your profile because of Bris Mila? That true?
Did I make that up?
What?
This is not a table that's served.
Yeah. I'm looking at all the army people.
I know
in the Israeli army, is that true? They take off 3 points or something? The highest you can get is a 97 in profile?
Israeli army, they do that.
It's true, right?
Yeah. At least they used to say that about 25 years.
So that's what? Because they hold like Tartus Rappus, or they hold like the Rambam, or they hold like the... I don't know what it is. But the point is...
You cut your earlobe. The same... motion. It would be a Maisa Kilkel.
Now I understand, but I'm asking whether the Cheftza is Kilkel, whether Orla or Mila is a state of greater perfection.
The purpose is.
And are we talking about physical perfection or spiritual perfection? It's a complicated question.
It's a Kabbalah.
It is a Kabbalah, but that's the question. Is this Kabbalah an act of Kilkel? So meaning when the Gemara debates, or if Shimon and Rabbi Huda debate, whether Chovel Amavir in Chovel Amavir is Mekalkel Chayver Potur. They're trying to bring a raya from Mila and from Havaras Bas Kohen. So the Gemara's discussion is that really Metakein? Mali Metakein, Mali Tikkun Mana, Mali Tikkun Gavra. That's really the Gemara's discussion. Right? It's an act of, the physical act is Kilkel, but is it the Cheftza Niskalkel Al Yado or Nitzkan Al Yado? Anyways, this is a debate in the Gemara. What's fascinating is, This debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Chovel Umavir Mekalkel is Chayv or Patur. So if I asked anybody around the table, around the tables, right? If I said, why should Mekalkel is Patur in all of Hilchos Shabbos? Because it's not a Melachas Machshavas. And we understand why, because you need Tikkun for Shabbos. It's part of Melachas constructivity, creativity, right? So why Chovel Umavir and exceptions? Or Xeris HaKasov?
Right.
The answer is very simple.
That's the nature of the animal.
It's the nature of Chovel, and it's the nature of Mavir. By playing with fire is an inherently destructive act, and Chavala is an inherently destructive thing. So the answer is Chovel Mavir, their kilkel is the derech of Chovel Mavir. Rabbi Huda disagrees. That's an interesting argument, too. Okay. But the problem is it's not so simple. Why? Because of the Gemara in Krisus. What is the Gemara in Krisus? The Gemara in Krisus talks about a case of Bris Mila. The Gemara talks about a case where you had a Mila Bismana and a Mila Shalo Bismana. Okay? On Shabbos. And he was Misasek. He mixed up the two children. Right? And he did the wrong one. So the Gemara says, just as Mekalkel Bechovel Umavir, according to Rav Shimon, is Chayiv, so too Misasek Bechovel Umavir is Chayiv. Normally Misasek is Patur, because Melechus Mavshebes Osro Torah. If you do Misasek in Zoreya, and Choresh, and Kosev, and Motzim Rishis Loshus, and Bona, you're Patur. But if you do Misasek, says the Gemara, in Chovel Amavir, according to Rav Shimon, just as Mekalkel is Chayiv, Misasek is Chayiv. That's the Gemara. That already is very tamua, because there you can't say what we just said, which is that it's in the nature of the Malacha. As it happens, the Ra'ah suggests that Gemara is not a Libid Hilchasa. It's a Gemara, it says it, but, you know, that Gemara is a Das Yachid, and really the din of Chovel Amavir is limited to Mekalkel, which makes a lot of sense. The problem is as follows. The Gemara, the Rishonim here already acknowledge it, but especially in Shabbos, Tosfos in Shabbos on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, and the famous sugya there, which we talked about already, Hatzad Chilazon V'Hapotzo. It's the famous, right, he traps the chilazon and then he squeezes the liquid out of it. So the dye, whatever it is. So he the Gemara there discusses, you know, it's a, which basically means, according to the Rishonim there, that it's a malach shen tzricha legufa. Right? So Tosis in Shabbos says, I don't understand, but that's Chovel. And just like the Gemara says that Mekalkel, since Mekalkel b'chovel amavir is chayiv, according to Rav Shimon, so too, the Gemara says in Krisus, with the babies, Misasek b'chovel amavir is chayiv. So why don't you say the same thing about Malach Shen Tzricha Legufa b'chovel amavir? That should also be chayiv. Meaning, what's a common denominator? Isn't it that we're saying that the rules of Malachas Machshavas Osra Torah don't apply to Chovel amavir? Now, you could say that it starts with Mekalkel, and maybe it starts with Mekalkel because of the nature of the Malacha. Maybe that's even possible. But once we're saying that, right, and we're saying, oh, the regular din of Melech Machshava standards for that reason or whatever don't apply, if the Gemara is applying to Misasek, so Balei Tosis ask, so then why don't you apply to Melech Shen Tzricha Legufa? That's also Melech Machshava's Hasra Torah, right? Yet, it doesn't seem from the Gemara that that's true. And if you look at Tosas here, Tosas previously, Ladam Utsarech, Vishari, right? Tosas discusses Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa on this sugya. Tosas says, oh, it must be that he needs the blood because this way he gets it out of the way for the next time, or this way he'll be able to prove that she was a Basula, right? It's because otherwise it would be Potter because Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. So the Achronim asks the same question. They say, but in the Hemshech HaGemara, when we say it's Chovel Amavir, right? So in Chovel Amavir, maybe you should say Melach Shen Tzricha Legufa is Chayev. If you hold like the Ra'ah, that the Gemara in Krisus didn't really, we don't accept the Gemara in Krisus, and that the din of Chovel HaMavir is limited to Mekalkel, because it's in the nature of Chovel HaMavir that it's a Malachas Kilkel, then everything is fine. You're not going to apply it to Masasek, you're not going to apply it to Lakshan Tzikal Gufa, you're not going to apply it to Dav Shein Miskave, which is what our Tosis is asking. Right? But if you hold like the Pashtus of the Gemara in Krisus, which is that whether it's a one-stage process or there's a transition from Mekalkel, whatever it is, if you think that in Chovel HaMavir, not only is there no Mekalkel, there's no Masasek either, so then Tosis here saying, so then why is Dav Shein Miskave Mutter? And Tosis in Shabbos is asking, and why is Melachshon Tzricha L'Gufa Mutter in Chovel HaMavir? So Tosis here, that's Tosis' question. Tosis here asks this question. So Tosis says, gives the following answer. Yesh Lomar, Misasik Shemiskaven the Melacha Lo Mifter B'Shabbos Ala Mishum De'enzo Melachas Machshavos U'Mishum Hachi Chayv L'Rab Shimon Misasik B'Chabura Kamo Mekalka B'Chabura De'Mekhayv Rab Shimon Afagav De'enzo Melachas Machshavos. He says the reason that the Gemara says in Krisus that Misasik is Chayv B'Chovel HaMavir when you took the babies and you mixed them up and you were Misasik, that you're Chayiv, is because that's a special din in Hilchos Shabbos, Melachas Machshavos Aser Torah. Just like Mekalkel is a special p'tur in Hilchos Shabbos, of Melachas Machshavos Aser Torah. Ulacha talina b'mekalkel, mishum detam shneim de p'turim. The reason both of them are exempt, b'shar Melachas Shabbos, and other areas, not Chovel HaMavir, have a mishum debina Melachas Machshavos. Avos sheinu miskavin klal l'melacha. But when it's a dover sheinu miskavin klal, low, there's no heter, there's no chiyuv in Chovel HaMavir mishum the beina melachas machshavos the beinyan shrats. I'm sorry, what's that? Shem is kama melacha lo mishum the beinyan. Sorry, melachas machshavos miftar. Dov shar mekomos nami miftar ein miskavein kagon gabi kelaim de mochrik sus mochrin kedarkan lubavad shle yiskavein, the mannequin that I mentioned. Tzna nami nazir, chofei from a fast face. Hilkoch b'chabura nami shari. Tosa says something very important. Tosa says, the din of Dov Shein Miskavein, which according to Rav Shimon is mutter, that's not a din in Hilkos Shabbos. That's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's why you can be a walking or a standing mannequin. It applies to nazir, it applies to kelayim, it applies to kibui neiros hamaracha. Right? Nothing to do with Melachas Machshavos Aser Torah, which is a special din in Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, Chovel HaMavir is irrelevant to Davar She'eino Miskavein. But that leaves us with two points to consider. And Misasek, Tosis is contrasting Misasek, which he says is based on Melachas Machshavos Aser Torah, and Davar She'eino Miskavein, right? Is that really true? There's no Misasek, is not a Peturin Kol HaTorah Kula? Mara says in Sanhedrin, right, and in Krisus, that I'm Misasek b'chalavim ubarayis chayiv shekeinena. Meaning, let's say he made a mistake, he was preoccupied, and he picked up the trefa meat and ate it instead of the kosher meat. So we say, basically, the reason that he's chayiv and there's no p'tur misasek is shekeinena. But if not for Shekei Nene, if it wasn't a physical pleasure, or Bios Asuros, same idea, if it wasn't for that, what would we say? And Misasek is Patur, in things that are parallel to Chalavim and Arayas, meaning outside of Al Shabbos. So what's going on? Oh. So what you need to know is a little more background, and that is Tosis in Sanhedrin, Samach Aleph, and Tosis in Shabbos, explain that there are two different misaseks. We find two cases of misasek. And you just, that tosis, those tosis need to fill in this tosis. What are the two types of misasek? One misasek is what tosis calls the misasek that is only patur mishum melachas machshavos in Hilchos Shabbos. That's niskavein lachtoch mechubar zeh v'chotach mechubar acher, otherwise known as lo nasa or lo ala machshavto, meaning he wants to pick flowers on Shabbos, but he wants to pick this flower or this tree, right? And by accident he picks the other tree. In both cases he wanted to do a malacha, just that the object that he ended up with is not the object that he intended. Lo nase machshavto. But the difference between what he was interested in doing and what he ended up doing is not very big, and not halachically consequential. It's only consequential to him. That's called misasek in Hilchos Shabbos, which is only patur on the basis of melachas machshavas asra Torah. With regard to that particular type of misasek, we say that Nchov l'mavir, according to Rav Shimon, you're chayiv. However, there's another misasek, and that's niskavein laheter v'asa isur. Niskavein lachtoch, leave it in Hilchos Shabbos, niskavein lachtoch es atalush v'chotach es hamechubar. Right? He wanted to pick up something which is detached from the ground. Right? He wanted to rip it, let's say, maybe the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to do it, but no, he said Daraisa. It's not kotzer. Instead, he reached in and he either he misidentified the object or he misacted. That's also machlokas, what the Hagdara of misasek is vis-a-vis shogeg, but that's not for now. That's a Kol Gadol topic and a Krisus topic. But the point is that he wanted to do, he was trying to do heter, and he ended up doing Iser. It's not that he wanted to do Iser number one, he ended up doing Iser number two. That's the equivalent of Misasek Bechalovin Varayos, which if not for the fact that Shekeinene, would be Potur, even in Kol Torah Kula. The Misasek, where the gap is between Heter and Iser, is equivalent to, equivalent, not the same, as Davashena Miskavi. It's just a little different. Misasek means you're preoccupied and you don't know what you're doing. Davashena Miskavin is you know that this might happen, but you're not interested in it. You know, something happens as a byproduct. Misasek is something which happens due to improper focus or preoccupation with something else. But both of these have a Kol HaTorah Kula component. So what Tosis here says about Dovshen and Miskaven, that it's not subject to the special din of Chov L'mavir, would undoubtedly be true as well for the second category of Misasek. Okay, what about Malach Shein Tzricha L'gufa, to answer Tosis' question on Ayin Heyom and Aleph and Shabbos and the Achronim here? How come that's not Chayev and Chov L'mavir? So the Shit Mukubetzas here says, you know what, you're right, it should be Chayev. But when you have a combination of Mekalkel and Malach Shein Tzricha L'gufa, then even in Chov L'mavir, you're going to be Potter. Wow. I don't get it. Chov L'mavir Mekalkel is Chayev. Chov L'mavir Malach Shein Tzricha L'gufa, according to the Shita, is Chayev. But if it's Chov L'mavir Malach Shein Tzricha L'gufa and Mekalkel, it's Potter? How did that happen? So this goes back, this is another example of what we talked about a couple of minutes ago. A couple of minutes ago we talked about whether, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Davashenu Miskaven is Asur or Chayiv, is that because Davar Miskaven is Kedavra Davashenu Miskaven is Kedavra Miskaven, or Davar Miskaven is completely inconsequential? Or is it because, even though it is consequential, there's still enough there, it still passes the threshold of Chiyuv? Nafkamina will be, maybe it's on a different level, maybe it needs to be propped up by something else, maybe at this point it becomes vulnerable enough that any small instability and the whole thing falls apart. So in a way, that's what Shidu Kubetzos is saying. Shidu Kubetzos says, listen, Chov L'mavir Mekalkel, Chayiv. Chov L'mavir Melachshein Tzvicha L'gufa, Chayiv. Chov L'mavir Misasek, especially the more particular type, Chayiv. But if it's Misasek, if it's Roshan and Tzricha L'gufa and Mekalkel, or Misasek and Mekalkel, that's not. The Beis Yaakov is the Nesivus' Perush on Ksuvus. Nesivus wrote a Perush on Ksuvus. Has a different suggestion to answer Tosfos' question. And the truth is, it's hinted at in Tosfos and Yuma. In a line, the Bali Tosfos happened to have a unique shita. We've talked about this in the past, including, I think, last year. They happen to have a unique shita about Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Rashi's view is that Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is more about a negative malacha, coping malacha. You find a corpse on your front door, right on Shabbos.
Right.
So that's example in the Mishnah, right on Tzadi Dalid, that of Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So Rashi says why? Because you'd rather not be there. You take the corpse from here to somewhere else, not because you want it there, but because you don't want it here. It's hard to know which one of these to emphasize or both. In other words, it's what I call a coping action. I mean, you're making the best of a bad situation. You'd rather not be here, but if it's here already, you want to get rid of it. Or is the idea that it's a malacha siluk? It's not that you want it to be there, it's that you don't want it to be here. Either way, that's Rashi's general view of malacha and tzricha l'gufa, a negative or a coping malacha. But the Bali Tosas, Oliver Shas, have a different take on malacha and tzricha l'gufa. According to them, malacha and tzricha l'gufa depends on, is any malacha which was not done the way that it was done in the Mishkan? Now, of course, you have to figure out what that means, because as we've discussed many times, especially last year, you know, it has to be the way that it was done or not done in the Mishkan in a consequential way, not in a technical or an incidental way. We don't care what color it was, and we don't care that it was raining that day, right? So it has to be significant. But the way Tosfos on Tzadi Dalet in Shabbos and Lamed Aleph in Shabbos and a few other places explains Malachshein Tzricha L'Gufa is that it has to do with the fact that the malachos are derived from the Mishkan. So the Beis Yaakov takes us a giant step further and suggests, even though it sounds like in the Gemara in Chagiga that the problem of Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is a problem of Malach Smachshavas Asr Torah, maybe not all Gemaras agree with that. The truth is, if you look at the Gemara in Chagiga, you might even be able to read the Gemara in Chagiga, I think Rabbeinu Hananel possibly reads it this way, that when the Gemara says Malach Smachshavas Asr Torah, that it's referring to Gemara there talks about Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and Mekalkel, each being possibly responsible for chofer guma, the ain't sarach el ala fara. You dig a pit, you don't care about the pit, you only care about the dirt. So is the reason that you're potter because of mekalkel, or malach shein tzricha l'gufa, or both? And in that gemara, the gemara uses the expression malach smachshavas asra torah. The way the Rebbeinu Hananel might be reading it is that the malach smachshavas asra torah part goes on the mekalkel. But maybe Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is not a kisaron of Malach Smachshavas Asr Torah. Maybe the Shein Malacha is missing. You need Tachlis HaMalacha as well. If that's the case, and Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is not a din of Malach Smachshavas, but it's part of the Hagdara of the Mishkan, then it's going to apply to Chovel and Mavir too. So even if you say that Mekalkel and even Misasek are different than Chovel and Mavir, but not, perhaps, Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Okay. Anyway, that's the second discussion that I wanted to bring to your attention. Okay. On the two types of Misasek, I think we've spoken in the past. I'm not going to get into that more. Now what I'd like to do is begin to look at the question of Psik Reisha, and then we'll continue with this part of it next week, and then we'll move on after that to later Gemara. So the Gemara says that Hai Mesachraya Dinezaisa Asr LaAduka B'Yoma Tava, as we explained, you're not allowed to stop up this barrel with some sort of a cloth or material, right? And then the Gemara says, originally the Gemara thought it depends on whether Darv Shenim Miskavin is Mutter or Asr. Then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Everybody agrees here. Amra Baya, Baya Barava, Damar Travayu, Modrav Shimon, Bipsik Reisha Avalayamus. Good. So Rashi Satosis here says, Pirush Bekor, this is a long Tosfos. This is one of the most important Psik Resha Tosfos in Shas. Tosfos says here, Pirush Bekuntres, V'chein Rabbeinu Chananel, Uba Aruch, right, B'chad Lishna, V'chein B'seder Seder Tanoim Amaroim, the whole list of early Rishonim, right? The Asur Mishum Schita. The problem, what is the problem of putting this material to stop up the barrel? The problem is one of Schita. So Tosa says, V'kashul Rabbeinu Tam. To Schita Mishum Libun. Rabbeinu Tam assumes that Schita is a problem of Libun, that wringing out the liquid, you know, which will take place when it's liquidy, is a Libun problem. Because you're whitening, you're bleaching it. He says, V'lo Shaicha, V'shar Mashkim. This is the view of Rabbeinu Tam. Not all Rishonim agree. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you make something whiter or cleaner, right, by squeezing out, you know, some colored liquid, that is not called Libun. Libun is only with water, not with any colored liquid. Okay? The kol davar hamalachlech es bolo, anything which dirties or, you know, de-whites, you know, the object that absorbs it, kagon, yayin, the shechar, the shemen, anything that absorbs wine or beer or oil, lo shayich libun b'schitaso. That's not libun. Ela dafke b'mayim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a big kula. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that there's no schita, at least oraisa, shelo b'mayim. Okay.
Here the schita is not when you push in the bung, but when you pull it out.
Well, it's really, you're worried about one because of the other, but yeah. V'rayla davar, midlo gazrina bu shama yischot. After all, they're not worried, you know, that maybe you'll be sochet. Kamo, as we find, Gabi Mayim, Kirabina Belik Shari, Mayim Halach to Shabbos. The Mar there tells a story that if a guy is walking on Shabbos, Upagabama Samayim, and he encounters a river or a stream or whatever it is, Hey Chila Evid, what should he do? Linchos Bimaya. Should he walk in the water, right? In which case his clothing is going to absorb the water. Asi, Lidei, Schita, we're worried that he'll wring it out. Right? The Tanyanami Perkachovis Umistapeg Balontis Veloyavia Biado. You can cause something to be absorbed as long as you don't hold it in your hand. Mafarish of Gemara that we're worried, the Asi Lide Schita, or Perik Bas the Beitza, Omadula Kula Amin Med Bein Madbil and Sakelim, Umafarish Begamar Xeral Mishum Schita. Vilu perik tolin tnan misanin the sayayin besudrin am legabayayin logos rina mishum schita. So what he's trying to prove is that whenever there's a water that's being absorbed, we're not just prohibiting schita; we're worried shema yischot. The ilu, whenever there's a colored liquid that's being absorbed, it seems like squeezing it out is a problem, but the fact that it's going to be absorbed, and then later on you might squeeze it out, is something that we're not concerned about. So some of the Rishonim explain, that's very understandable too. In other words, inochanami, as we'll see, libu inochanami schita is libun. But, I'm sorry, schita is libun. And libun will apply not only in colorless and clearly cleansing or whitening, you know, materials, but even where, by squeezing it out, right, you improve it. That also is considered to be schita and libun. However, the gzeira shema yischot is something which we're much more worried about in mayim than we are in any other liquid. For the same reason that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't think that it's considered libun at all, right, when it's a davar mislachlech, so too, other Rishonim say, well, that reasoning is not reason to exclude it from Libun, but it is good reason to exclude it from the Gzeira of Shema Yischot. Okay. For some reason, Rabbeinu Tam didn't see that. Now, why didn't Rabbeinu Tam see that? presumably because he thought that Shema Yischot isn't really something that we're worried about pragmatically, but it's kind of like an automatic extension of Schita. Okay. Now, it's not how likely it is. It's simply, you know, the fact that it's the next step. Ubereisha Nevi Nami Kamar Lifro Sudra Ale V'lo Kamar Osir De Schita Hayne Mishum De Lo Shayech Libun Ela Gabi Mai. Hadar Mina Beperk Mfanim Im Hoysa Tzricha Shemen Chaberta Meviela Besara. Right, if you need the oil, you can bring have the, her friend bring it in, through her hair. Uparich Va'asa Lide Schita. Mishani ain't schita b'seyar, right? Mashma, the shay is schita b'shemen. The only reason is ain't schita b'seyar, but if it was schita b'seyar, even though the material was shemen, shemen would be subject to schita. B'chem perkanotel svog, right? Im yeshlo beis achiza mekanchimbo. Im lav e mekanchimbo. Mishum da'asi lidei schita shemen anivlabo. So once again, we have numerous Gemaras that speak about schita regarding shemen. So that's against Rabbeinu Tam's theory that only mayim is subject to schita slash libun. So Tosa says, very important, ha'i schita d'Omer Rabbeinu Tam dehu mishum mefarek v'asura kemo schitas zeisim v'anavim. Tosa basically says there are two schitas. There's a schita mishum libun, that's limited to mayim. And then there's a schita, which is a tolda, which is mefarek, tolda dadash, where you're interested not in getting the object out because you want, libun is about improving, obviously, the color, right? And the cleanliness of the object that previously absorbed the liquid. The schita is about actually the extraction and use, or the accessing of the liquid. And that's what applies not only to mayim, but to shemen and to yayin as well. Behocham Rabbeinu Tam, so if that's the case, now Rabbeinu Tam is a problem. Because he's now admitting that there are two types of schitas, right? There's a schita of libun, but that's limited to mayim. But there's also a schita of mefarek. But if there's a schita of mefarek, so what's wrong with Rashi's and Aruch's and Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat? They said, don't put material to as a stopgap on the barrel because it'll come to schita. So what was Rabbeinu Tam's objection? It's a beer barrel or a wine barrel. There's no schita, but now he's admitting that there is schita. There's schita of mefarek. So this is where we get into the whole discussion. V'hoch Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Deleik Lameimer De'asu Mishum Mefarek, says, ah, Rabbeinu Tam, I'm one step ahead of you. I know what you're going to ask. You're going to say, Schita of Mefarek? That's not a problem. Kivin Shanitzcha Tolech Le'ibud, right? Because, again, if the Mechayiv of Schita is Libun, so it's about purifying or purging or cleaning the absorbed object, so that's a serious problem. But if it's a problem of the farek, the issue isn't the absorbing object, it's the absorbed liquid. But in this case, he doesn't care about the absorbed liquid. That's just going to be thrown out. That's going to be poured on the floor. In that case, that's not kind of kimshas nisgat holech liibud. Aye, but the question is, so what if it's holech liibud? What are you trying there for? What? Say to miskaven. It's a psik reisha. He's still extracting the previously, right, inaccessible liquid. Afal gav to have a psik reisha. The chen pirish ba'aruch. The kol psik reisha de lo nichale shari. This is how the Aruch, the famous Aruch, comes into play. Aruch says it is a psik reisha, the schita of yayin and shechar, etc. Ay tolech liibud, it's a psik reisha, but it's a psik reisha de lo nichale, and therefore it's mutter. This is the famous Aruch, the psik reisha de lo nichale is mutter. The ikar ayaso His main raya, I'm going to stop in one more minute, and we'll continue with this next week. Let me get the shitas down first. Mi perakol atadir. Alibid Rab Shimon. The Gemara says there, misalfin yayin al gabe ishim. You can sprinkle water on the mizbeach. I'm sorry, wine on the mizbeach. Even though it's going to extinguish the flame, and you're not allowed to do that. Avagav de psik reishahu, de vade mechabahu. Kivin de lo nichale b'hai kibui shari. Says the Aruch, it doesn't matter. Psik reishah, de lo nichale is mutter. Ba'od mai siraya, b'lulav agazel. Kamar, the Gemara there says, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says, Mema timan oven b'yom tov, if you have a hadas or whatever, and it has too many berries, so you can't use it as one of the minim, you could be memait on Yom Tov. Pirish an vehadas. Parich, the Gemara says, how can you do that? Hamatakin mana. You're creating or fixing a kli, you're making it into a kosher hadas. Umukila beviskavin lachila. No, he's eating the berries. And mimela, the berries get picked off, and now there it also becomes kosher as one of the minim. Savala ke'avua. Then the Gemara says a parich, but the Gemara says hamod Rav Shim b'psikresha b'lo yamos. So what if he's eating it? It's still psikresha that he's being metake mana. Mishani lo tzricha dislo yishan achriti. So the Gemara itself gives the answer. No, he's got other hadasim. He doesn't need it. Meaning, for the moment, alma. In other words, kiven de lo nichale. Since he doesn't need it, shari, it's a psikresha de lo nichale, avagav de psikresha hu. This is the famous sheet of the Aruch. The Aruch held the psikresha de lo nichale is mutter. Venir l'ri de lo kasha midi. B'ri says it's wrong. The Ri holds a psikresha de lo nichale is patur aval asar. It's patur, but there's an isad rabbana. Ay, all these things. Dika lemeimar to also liskot b'shar mashka mishum libun kimo b'mayim. Maybe what you could say is that shar mashkim, right? Even if it's not, this is not Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Ri. This is what I mentioned before. Even if it's not water, that is still schita because that is still libun because you are making it cleaner, right? We're just not worried about the gzeira. And I say, Rabbeinu Tam wasn't convinced of that. Rabbeinu Tam simply felt it was the pre-stage. Umatzina lemeimar, nami, the aser mishum afarik. Moreover, even if I buy Rabbeinu Tam's idea that shar mashkim, right, isn't libun, but is mefarek, even then I could explain. The afal gavda b'psikresha de lo nichale, also lechatchila de Rav Shimon, kamo, this is going to be very important, melach shen etzvicha legufa. The Ri says, I don't agree with the Aruch, I think that psikresha de lo nichale is pater aval asur, it's the equivalent of a davar ha-miskavein, which is also, at the same time, because lo nichale, a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Very important to do so. The rayas ha'aruch enan rayas. Tahid amater Rav Shimon lezale fiayin al gabe ishim ikil meber de mitzvah shayni. The reason that it's mutter in all these places is always another reason. Another factor. Trade rabbanan, mitzvah shayni, chenahi disle shayna achrite l'kameber de shori mishum mitzvah. Right? Inami achi perusho. Hopsik reisho disle shayna achrite v'ho v'chein shor l'Rav Shimon shemali yitzrichla. Maybe he not only doesn't need it because he has another one, maybe he's not even going to use it, so it turns out that it wasn't tikkun man at all. It's also an interesting hagdar. Aval l'ri asur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still asur, shemi yitzarech v'igloi milsa v'kli avat. Al pi aruch kasha, tam beperk shmona shratzim, amapis mursa b'shabis, imlasas pechayiv l'hotzi men aleicha patur, v'dafke mishum tzara pata mutter. Avali av mishum tzara yasur, afal gavdo nichale, bepek klau. Di nichale, right? Okay, we're going to stop here. Basically, what we have so far is a raging debate between the Aruch and the Bali Tosis. Aruch holds a psik reishin d'lo nichalei is mutter. Bali Tosis holds a psik reishin d'lo nichalei is patra v'lasa. It's one of the most consequential machloksim in Hilchos Shabbos. And each one is trying to bring rayas from across Shas. The Aruch has numerous rayas that prove that in case of psik reishin d'lo nichalei it's mutter. And the Bali Tosis tried valiantly to show that all of those rayas, there's some extenuating circumstance. So what we need to do next time is try to understand better what is the nature of this, what does psik reisha do to davar sheinu miskaven, and what are some of the perspectives on this debate. That's what we're going to do next time, and then we'll move on to other topics.